Mariah Sovland, office assistant at Mendenhall River Community School, says at first they focused on ways to directly support students at the elementary school whose parents work for the federal government.
But then we also knew that the food bank was opening up to help those families as well.
And they recognize that people in Juneau still need help, even with a short-term funding deal in place. So on Monday, the first day furloughed employees went back to work, they started a food drive, with collection boxes in front of every classroom and one in the front office. At the end of the week, everything will be donated to the Southeast Alaska Food Bank. A similar drive is also taking place at Montessori Borealis. Darren Adams is the manager of the food bank. He saw a greater demand for the food bank services throughout the shutdown, but also more help from the community.
People have been coming out of the woodwork, whether it's donating a couple cans of soup or a whole shopping cart full of food. I'm constantly amazed by the generosity of people.
Adams has opened the food bank specifically to federal workers during special hours the last 2 weeks. He says about 100 people visited on the first afternoon, taking home around 2,800 pounds of food. Only about a dozen federal workers stopped by during special hours this week, but Adams says the need is still there. So the food bank will continue opening to federal workers each Monday afternoon until a long-term funding deal is reached. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.